I am so ready. Welcome home, Maggie Thurman.
Thank you. It's Christmas. If you're watching online, you can see how amazing this set is right now.
It is awesome. Mom outdid herself. Stephanie helped out. It looks fantastic.
At this point, it's like undebatably Christmas.
I know.
You know? Yeah. Like, I feel like it's a tough line to find, like, when is Christmas? But, like, there's no argument now. It's Christmas time.
Absolutely. In our family, it's right after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Then we are, like, all in on Christmas. And so this is our Christmas set. This is our Christmas episode. And welcome home. You are back in Atlanta. And I've missed these on in-person podcasts where we're both in the same room.
Me too.
Timing so much easier.
Yes. No delays, no lags. Yeah. We can actually
go one, two, three, clap and actually clap at the same time.
Yeah, nobody's going to get that.
But I know.
But that's okay.
That's what we've been trying to do to sync up our timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now we can listen to the intro music together.
You ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Mags and Dads, wholesome chaos. Mags and Dads, wholesome chaos.
Did you hear the additions, the little Christmas touches in the intro music?
I did. So fun. So festive.
Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate that, Eddie, for knocking that out and for adding a little more festivity to our podcast. And welcome to Mags and Dads, wholesome chaos. We have a great time on this podcast, and we love just our fans and the people who listen because they want to have fun with us, because they want to learn about our lives or maybe improve their own lives, because, hey, that's what we're always trying to do is get a little bit better along the way.
Absolutely.
So it's been a crazy couple days.
It's been an intense 48 hours. I think it's funny. You've said this before, but it's really true. Or maybe it was Mom who said it, that red eyes always seem like a really good idea, but mm-hmm. they never feel like a really good idea. So I took a red eye from LAX to ATL, and I didn't even try to sleep. Like, my plan was to actually never sleep.
No, you watched movies.
Yeah, I watched two movies. I watched Free Guy. So good. Love it. We'll probably watch it while I'm here again. And then I watched Breakfast at Tiffany's for the first time. Not at all the kind of movie I thought it was going to be. I told you this. I was literally, like, about to sob on this plane. It was so, like, it really hit. It was a really good movie.
It's an older movie.
It is an older
1960
movie.
1960-something.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I didn't sleep on the red eye. You got me at the airport I landed, like, 6:30.
Yes.
Which was, like, 3:30.
Did you enjoy your pickup?
I did. He had a sign and a balloon and a tripod. You can see that TikTok that he made on his account. It was very sweet. It was very emotional.
You were very tired. You just watched an Audrey Hepburn movie.
Yeah.
You were questioning your existence and all of that at that moment. It all came out. But I kind of had to do that because we teased the idea in the last podcast of me meeting you there with a sign.
The funny thing was I totally forgot about that. And it was after I had landed in ATL that I remembered it. And I almost texted you to be like, hey, I remembered we joked about that. Literally, like, no pressure. Honestly, like, don't even do it.
Meet me at the curb.
literally. But then you did it.
Yes.
And it was very sweet.
And I was very conspicuous in the way I did it. Like, I had to just go for it, be all out there and in person.
Yeah.
It was, what's interesting is it reminds me of a time when I was back living in Chicago. And Wendy went to Georgia for college.
Wendy is his sister.
My sister.
My aunt.
And she was coming back. It might have been Wendy, but it might have been Sandy.
His other sister.
My other sister on a trip. But I can't, I'll have to check with Mom on that. But one of my sisters.
His mom.
Was coming back to the airport. We decided to meet her at the airport, similar kind of moment, to celebrate. Security was very different there. You could meet them at the gate as they came off the plane. So it was a very different kind of thing. And I dressed up and I had my unicycle and I had juggling stuff. And Mom actually was in a stilt walking costume. Grandma walked stilts for a period of time. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
She had like this stilt walking grandmother character. And it scared us all to death, you know, to have her up on stilts all the
time. Yeah.
But she did it. And, you know, she was good at it. Anyway, we had a huge sign. The whole family was out there. And we even got people in the airport to mm-hmm. support and cheer when she came up. Kind of thought maybe that was going to happen. Like, I'd have a whole crowd around me when you came out.
Yeah, it was 6 a.m.
The red eye.
Yeah. No, but that was a very sweet thing. And it was 6 a.m. here. But it was 3 a.m. Eastern, or what, Pacific. Yeah, Pacific time. And so I was pretty used to being up like 3 a.m. my time. And so I figured it would kind of time out right. But then I was all jacked up the next day. But one of the biggest things that I noticed when I got here is I was talking about how excited I was about the cold weather. I think it was because I had forgotten what cold weather felt like. And literally walking out of the airport and that wind hitting you was intense. But you know the plus side of cold weather?
What's that?
You can wear some really, really dope sweatshirts.
That is true.
And you know where you can get those dope clothes?
I think I do. I think I know where you're going with this.
That's from one of our sponsors, the Dude Brand.
Indeed. Tell us about that, Max.
Was my segue good?
It was really good. I'm proud of you.
I didn't tell him what the segue would be, but I told him I would take the segue. And I think I did okay.
I'm very proud of you. Very proud.
Alrighty. Well, the Dude Brand is a premium clothing brand that offers unique, stylish, and comfortable clothing. Their focus is to encourage people to be themselves and not only to own who they are, but also to think outside the box and express their creativeness.
Mm-hmm. Dude Brand's goal is not only to provide people with comfortable, high-quality clothing, but also to give them something that helps them feel good and excited to wear no matter where they are. And so, if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, trust me, this is something that not just, you know, will make the person you're giving it to look good, it'll make you look good because it really will be a high-quality offering. And tell us about the influencer program, Max.
So they also offer an ambassador/influencer program, and that's free to join. And you get things like early access to all clothing drops, special discounts, and exclusive giveaways.
Go to dudebrand.com, that's dudebrand.com, and use discount code CHAOS for 10% off. So the more you buy, the more you save, plus free shipping on your next order, plus once you use the code CHAOS, that automatically enters you into our holiday giveaway for a $100 Dude Brand gift card. And that offer ends December the 5th, so you still have time to take advantage of it right now.
Be sure to follow Dude Brand, that's D-U-U-D Brand, on Instagram and Facebook to keep up with all their exciting news.
Yes, and the easy way to remember Dude Brand, it's D-U-U-D, is it's like two U's. It's from us to you. You like that? It's really good. I made that up myself.
Yeah, no, I got that copy. Much. we get a note from the brand that's like, hey, next time, don't go off script.
So you took the red eye. We made a TikTok at the airport. So we kind of hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm. We
kept running for a while.
We came home.
Yes.
You made me food. You made me breakfast. And then I went to sleep for 6 hours.
Nice.
Which was good because I hadn't slept in like 24 hours or so. And then we watched a movie that night. Ryan Reynolds. What was it called?
That was called Just Friends.
Just Friends. Funny movie.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'd never seen it before.
Me neither.
And
none
it came
of
out in like
2005.
So yeah. It's an older movie. Mm-hmm. And have you ever like seen a movie and it's a funny movie, it's well done, but it's like you are just in the mood to laugh. Like something about the tone of the movie, it just hits you. And I was ready to laugh.
Yes, you were. He was laughing so much. And I was laughing at the movie as well, but then I was just laughing at how much he was laughing.
It felt good. It just felt so great to have you home and to enjoy a movie together on the couch. And
it was super fun.
Enjoy meals together and have you back.
And then I went to bed pretty early because I was still kind of tired, just exhausted. And that was good because I woke up at 4:30 a.m. to pick up a friend.
That was kind of ridiculous.
No.
Well, I mean, it was a great commitment and promise you made to your friend. I totally support that. But the fact that you then, after taking a red eye, decided to get up that early.
It was a little overambitious on my part.
Yes. So I went with you.
I was surprised. Yeah. I was surprisingly awake. And I think it's because my body didn't really know what it still doesn't know what it's doing. I just took another nap and now I'm doing a podcast.
It was a fun day, though.
Yeah. And so that day was today. Do you realize that? I just realized that.
And we've already made 3 more TikToks.
We've already made so many TikToks. Oh my gosh. We might be a little delirious. I might be a little delirious. But yeah, we picked up my friend at the airport, had a fun visit, went and got coffee with him. Still kicking. I'm so happy to be home. I've been talking about it for like this past week. And I would legitimately like tear up just thinking about the idea of being home. And I think it's because I'm a sophomore in college. Like, I went to college. I lived on campus for a year. But I was so close to home that coming home wasn't really, like, an event. Like, it just kind of happened. So now I feel like I really understand, like, what my friends who went out of state to college feel like. It's so good to be home. And I'm just, oh, man, I'm so grateful to be home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in in-state college as well. So I had a similar experience, a lot of coming and going throughout the semester. So it was always special, but never like a huge trip. It was just a kind of amplified the everyday existence kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a very special holiday for us all the way around with family. And you'll be back again, kind of coming and going, doing different things in life.
Yeah.
So this podcast is going to be full. There's a lot to talk about. We've got some great listener questions, other incredible sponsors to tell you about. Yeah, we got a really great show, really great. But I wanted to answer a question that you had for me. You asked me about my thumb because
I noticed, just about to ask you again.
Yeah.
What the heck did you do?
What did I do? Yeah.
Let's take it from the top. You ready?
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Ask me.
I noticed your thumb's a little...
Oh, this one?
Yeah,
the black thumb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My nail?
My nail's like totally black right there.
What happened there?
Well, I wish I had an exciting story for you about juggling bowling balls or like, you know, falling off a 6-foot unicycle while I was mountain riding or mm-hmm. something like that. But it was... I was in a hotel. This was a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago. Mm-hmm. So several trips ago. I don't even remember which hotel. But in a hotel, you always have like... you know, unfamiliar spaces and drawers and things like that. And I was looking for the coffee maker. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking in a drawer and I was trying to pull out the drawer. I was looking for the actual coffee pods or something. And it won't slide and it won't slide and it won't slide. And then, so I put my right hand below the drawer and I pull with my right hand and it was a hinge. And so there was a hinge at the bottom.
No.
So the door pops open and hinges over my thumb. This is the day of my speech too.
Ouch.
But I mean, it was, I could tell it hurt a lot and I could tell it was going to be bruised. And it's kind of one of those things where you're like, okay, I'm going to have that for a while, but
ouch,
it's ugly. Like, I don't know what I should do. Cause I, you know,
let's go get matching manicures.
Could they do that? Could they make it look fleshy and normal?
Yeah. Or we could all get like matching red and green. That kind of seems more fun.
Yeah, we could do that.
And we'll make a TikTok of it.
There you go.
There Sold. You go.
Always with the TikTok. I also wanted to tell you about my last trip to Bismarck. Mm-hmm. I meant to tell you this last week. So Bismarck, North Dakota, smaller airport than what we're used to in Atlanta, kind mm-hmm. of a little place. And so there's no taxis waiting. There's no Ubers even waiting. So I had to call an Uber when I landed to get to my hotel and waited like 25 minutes. And it's Hallie who's showing up. And so I'm sitting there waiting and finally she comes. So I walk outside the airport and she's loading me in and really, really great woman. She's a teacher, special ed teacher. And as I'm getting in, she said, "Can I ask you a question? Do you have a TikTok account?" I said, "You follow Maggie, don't you?" She's like, "Yeah, I do. And I follow you too." And she just was like really sweet. She actually even said, "Well, this is the first time I've ever driven a celebrity."
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. I'm like,
trust me, I'm not a celebrity, but it's very cool that you follow us on TikTok. So Hallie says hi.
Aw, that's so fun.
Yeah.
People are the sweetest. Like, we've truly been so blessed with, like, I guess the type of people who, like, watch our stuff are, like nice people. Like, at least so much of the time... we just like don't get a ton of like hate or like just mean things about us that when we do, we kind of laugh about it. Like it's kind of funny. But yeah, no, we've truly got some amazing supporters and
people either get you or they don't get you, you know, and it's fine. You know?
Yeah.
You put out what you put out in the world, you generally get back in some way or another.
Yeah.
So, yes, we've been very blessed to get a lot of great feedback and some great questions, too. Do you want a question?
Sure.
Okay. This one's for you. Hi, guys. I know it's a random... Oh, by the way, this is from Jake. And he says, "Hi, guys. I know it's a random question, but have you ever been to watch Hamilton? Loving the podcast, loads, and I've been listening to help me sleep. So thanks very much for that.
Amazing.
For helping Jake sleep with our podcast.
We put people to sleep with our podcast.
Yeah, Jake's not the only one. That's We've true. Got another friend, Orly, who listens to the podcast before he goes to sleep as well. So glad we can help you guys out with that. And don't worry if you don't finish it. If you drift off, you can always finish the podcast the next day.
That's true. Or so just leave it playing. The streams count the same.
So Hamilton.
Oh, sorry. It was funny in my head. I don't know if it came out funny.
It works.
Okay, cool.
Tell Hamilton. Us, when did that come in your life?
I guess I was a sophomore. No, maybe I think I was a freshman in high school when Hamilton was like really big. And I remember actually my friend Hannah Grace like introduced it to me because she was really big into it. And I was like, oh, have you seen it? And she was like, no, no one's seen it. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And she was like, no one's seen it. Like shows are really like small. I don't even know if it was on Broadway yet. It was just like the cast recording was out. And so we listened to a lot of it. Something I don't talk about much anymore, but was a big part of my life. I was a theater kid.
That's the main music you listened to was musical theater.
Yeah, when I was earlier in high school, I'd say that's true.
And we drove you to high school back and forth about 20 minutes each way, yeah, which was always an education in musical theater.
Yeah, and so for the rest of the podcast, we will actually be performing the entire original Broadway cast of Hamilton's soundtrack.
It really blew me away when I started getting into it and like breaking it down. There's so much content in that music. It's so thick in the writing of it that it caused me to go back and like actually learn the story of how it was recorded, how it was made, and all that kind of stuff. And so we've seen it a few times.
Something I actually remember saying, because I was writing a good bit of music at the time, and something that I learned from Lin-Manuel was like, there's no throwaway like words or lines. Like everything has a purpose, everything has a use. And like I think that's like, that really stuck with me, where I was like, okay, every word's gonna count in stuff I write.
Yeah, maybe more about Hamilton in just a little bit. But Max, I did want to mention that Christmas is really a time of year, the holidays in general, where it's not always easy for a lot of people. You know, there's a lot that we're dealing with that could be stressful, personal, the losses in your life, as we've had some recent losses that come up, also get very, very intense. And so, you know, if you're at a really low point in your life or you're feeling like you just need some better help, well, one of our sponsors for this podcast that we have had many times in the past and we love is BetterHelp.
See what I did?
I do. So is there something interfering maybe with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
Christmas and the holidays in general can be a stressful time. You are shopping for people, you are around family, and maybe you need someone to talk to that about. And this is a great outlet for that.
Yes, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
You'll be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours.
It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online.
There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available locally in many areas.
The service is available for clients worldwide.
And you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist.
You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy.
BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed.
It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available.
BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today.
So visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted there daily, and
visit betterhelp.com/wholesome. That's BetterHelp, and join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states.
Special offer for Mags and Dad's Wholesome Chaos listeners. You get a 10% discount off your first month at betterhelp.com/wholesome.
Yes.
You know who's probably really stressed out this time of year?
Who's that?
Santa.
Yes. No.
I bet Santa is one of those 2 million people taking charge of their mental health with BetterHelp.
Absolutely. He probably has all the elves on a like group plan.
Yeah. It's like a company plan. That's so good.
So the first time our family saw Hamilton, we had our season tickets. We've done a lot of theater with the kids. It's one of the things I'm really proud of as a parent, is seeing a lot of live art, a lot of live theater, both at the Fox Theater and at the Alliance, and then at the Aurora Theater, which is closer to us, where we're members and have been for a long time, especially around the holidays. There's Christmas shows that we see.
Yeah.
And so we have these tickets. Well, I was working, and so I didn't get to go the first time. And when I finally was able to see Hamilton, it was way in the back. I didn't have great seats. Yeah. I saw it again with Eddie in Chicago, also in the back. But then recently we got to see it in like the fourth row.
Mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough to see Hamilton twice, once in high school with my friends Rachel and Lauren, and then again this most recent time. But yeah, seeing live theater growing up was such a blessing. There's the stories told. Like, yes, there's like fun stories, which are so incredible, but also like the culture you learn about, and just like, it's so cool to kind of just be like taken into that for a bit. And I have so much respect for the Broadway community and the theater community and everything like that.
It's a hard job and an incredible gift to the world. Mom and I just saw Fiddler on the Roof a couple weeks ago, and I'd never seen that show before, and it blew me away.
Do you have a favorite show?
Oh man, it's a hard question. Favorites in general for me are hard to answer.
Same.
Because it's all, you put yourself in the mindset of whatever it is you're seeing and doing.
You know,
I think I can appreciate
pretty
much everything. Even bad theater is good in a way. Or bad movies. Because I put myself in the mindset where I'm like, why is this bad? Is it the acting? Is it the writing? And you kind of analyze it a little bit, and you can entertain yourself while you're watching it anyway.
No, I get you. I would like to see, I was thinking about this the other day, I would love to see Come From Away again.
That was a great show. That came to mind when you asked me favorites.
Yeah, because we've...
Really powerful.
We've only seen it once. I've listened to the track a little bit, but like, I would love to see that again.
Yep.
We'll see.
So thank you, Jake, for asking us that question and letting us talk a little bit about theater for a second.
Absolutely.
What else you got, Mags? Want another question?
Sure, let's go with another question.
All right, here we go. This is from Kendra. Hi, Mags and Dad. I'm a huge fan of your podcast and love the unconditional love shown in your relationship. I heard Dan mention last week about visiting Singapore, and it's one of my top places to visit. Are there any places you would like to recommend for me to visit someday? I'd love to hear your personal experiences. Thank you, and keep being you. Kendra. Aww,
that's so sweet.
Favorite places you'd like to visit?
I love Singapore. I think I've said that before on this podcast. Truly such... Wait, okay. I've had like 6 hours of sleep in the past 48 hours.
That's good.
But yeah, no, I love Singapore. There's so many places I want to go. Italy is high up on there. Greece. We had a Mediterranean cruise we were supposed to go on a while ago.
Right.
That I was really excited to see a lot of parts of Europe. But that got canceled because of COVID. So honestly, anywhere in Europe, I'd be really excited to go to.
Yeah. I would just say, Kendra, like, commit to exploring the world and realize, you know, you get a finite number of trips in your lifetime. So open yourself up to the places you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then the places you don't even know you want to go, but just start, get in the habit of saying yes. When you have an opportunity to go somewhere, maybe it aligns with something you're interested in, like a festival or a celebration or, you know, an experience to travel with a friend or something like that. Just go and explore. Or even if it's like not even a huge trip, but just driving to a new place or exploring another town. Get more interested in your world. Immerse yourself in what's around you. And you don't have to go a long way to have a really kind of different experience. So traveling to me isn't just about going to an exotic place. It's about putting yourself in a different mindset and in a different perspective, trying to see the world through someone else's life and maybe saying, how do these people live, or where can we go from here? And one of the great ways to keep track of your goals and places you want to go, as well as the places you are going and the things that you are doing, is our incredible sponsor, Skylight Calendar.
If you're looking for the perfect gift idea for an organized person in your life, then Skylight Calendar is it. Dad, why don't you tell them more about it?
Well, you know, life can be busy. There's so much happening within a family, within, you know, maybe your roommates or people you live with or share your lives with. There's a lot happening. Activities, jobs, things to do. Got to pick up the dry cleaning. Got to do the shopping. Various birthdays of people in your family. All these different opportunities, and somehow you have to make sense of it and keep track of it. Well, the Skylight calendar displays all your family events on a simple touchscreen device.
The Skylight calendar lets everyone in your family know what's going on, and it's so easy to use and syncs to already existing calendars like Google, Outlook, and Apple calendars.
Sync your most important events in just minutes.
An easy way to keep family members in the loop.
The kids will know what's going on in your life. Your spouse will know when you have plans, and it's all in the calendar for everyone to see.
You can use it to manage your grocery list, chores, and meal plans.
Get on-the-go access to everything with Skylight Calendar's mobile app.
It even lets you customize your display with color coding and different views.
It's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you don't love the Skylight calendar, you'll receive a full refund. And, you know, in our lives, there's a lot going on. Wholesome Chaos is about coordinating your schedules with the people that you care about so that you can live life and accomplish things together. So, as a special offer now, you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightframe.com/calendar and enter the code CHAOS. That's right. To get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight calendar, just go to skylightframe.com/calendar and enter the code CHAOS. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/calendar, promo code CHAOS. And if you didn't catch that, that's okay. Go to wholesomechaos.com and you can go to our sponsor list and you can get that link right there so you can go check that out. And please remember, when you do support our sponsors, you're really kind of supporting us and this show, because it's a way for you to show them that their support of Mags and Dad's Wholesome Chaos means something to you. We appreciate it. And I appreciate you. Also at wholesomechaos.com. I do. I appreciate you, man.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Also at wholesomechaos.com, you can ask us questions. You can see extra videos. You can get content for your family. There's a lot there. So be sure to check it all out.
Absolutely. You know, we got to.
Do you appreciate me too, Maggie? I
appreciate you too,
Thank
Dad.
You. It's going to be appreciated.
Oh my gosh. We got a comment earlier today about our low-key matching outfits.
How about that?
My dad, if you're not watching on YouTube, if you're listening to this, my dad is in a green turtleneck.
Yep.
Is it backwards?
Nope.
No, I think it might be. There's a seam in the front.
I don't think so. Let me see. Yep, it's back.
Oh my gosh. I just realized that.
Nobody would have noticed that if you didn't point it out.
My dad's in a green turtleneck. I'm actually, this is my
dad's. It's a sequel to my book, Off Balance on Purpose. It's like in backwards on purpose or yep. something like that.
And then we both have on gold jewelry.
You know, this chain that I'm wearing came mm-hmm. from my grandfather. It's actually a Navy cross.
Wow.
So great grandpa had this because he was in the Navy, and this is his Navy cross.
Yeah, I think I knew it was great grandpa's.
Yeah.
They're very cool.
I don't wear it very often.
Blythe gave this to me, fun story, this morning. My dad came up to me and he saw me wearing this necklace and he goes, "Oh, you're wearing my necklace. I love that."
I have that same necklace. I
stood there for a minute and I was like, "This isn't your necklace." He was like, "Yes, it is. That's my necklace."
And then I went to try to find my necklace and I couldn't.
Because I'm wearing it.
Yeah.
No, not his necklace. Maybe next time you can find it, and then we'll have matching necklaces too. But I enjoy matching, and I realized I kind of missed it a little bit. It's kind of an art, in a way, to have coordinating outfits, and I think we're definitely going to take advantage of that in everything we're doing coming up as we're together. Or at least I will. I always pick out the outfits.
Yeah. And I appreciate it. One last thing I have
I appreciate
to
figure
out.
You, actually.
So the theme of our show today is appreciation.
Oh my gosh.
If you haven't yet, tell somebody you love that you care about them, a close friend, reach out. Remember, the holidays aren't easy for everybody.
Yeah.
And so, especially if you know somebody spending the holidays alone, it's a good thing to do is to reach out and to show them some
appreciation. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Can I do one more question?
Go for it.
Okay. This is a great one. It's from Raphael. Hey, Maggie and Dan, big fan of the podcast. I'm happy to say that I've been influenced by the ideas you've expressed in your podcast, and I've recently been accepted into the University of Sydney to study musical composition. I feel like I'm at a point in my life where everything's going well, but I feel like I've always lacked a guide in my life. And by that, I mean I don't have anyone to go to who can flip my thinking around and help me grow as a person, as opposed to giving me pieces or answers of information when I ask for them. I found that the lack of a guide has made me more unique, especially in my creative endeavors. But everyone I know seems to have someone like this. Sometimes it's me, like he's the guide for other people, and I can't help but feel I'm missing out. And I said that was a great question, but as you pointed out when I read it to you before the podcast, you said to me,
it's not a question.
It's not a question.
But it's a great addition
and snapshot of life.
Mm-hmm. And I think you have some stuff you want to talk about leading off of it, right?
Well, right. And also a question for you, like, do you have a guide in your life right now? Someone you can go to and, like, you know, other than your parents?
Yeah, no, I'm so fortunate that I have a lot of good people in my life who I can go to for different things too. You might not always have one exact person you go to, but you got to look for, it's one of those things that they talk about in the church a little bit, where it's like, he was talking about he's often the person other people go to. And it's like, it's hard to give to other people when you yourself are not being fueled. Like, yes, you should pour into other people, but you yourself have to be poured into. That's what it is. That's the analogy I was looking for. but yeah, no, I think I have a lot of people in my life who have influenced me. Of course, I know I can always go to my parents, which is a relationship I'm so grateful for. Also my faith in general.
Yes.
Is something that,
I mean, you mentioned that, and that's, I knew you'd go there immediately.
Yeah.
Is when you are looking for a guide in life, you go to God.
Yeah.
And you go to prayer and you go to your scripture and your, you know,
absolutely.
You look forward to your, church experiences and things like that really help you tune into what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
No, but your spiritual self, your spiritual center. And for me, the whole question of faith, this wasn't Raphael's question, but other people have asked about it. Like, where do you start a question of faith? It's not about the exactness of God. It's about the existence of God. That's where you start with the first thing. Is there something bigger than me, something that is guiding my life? Now, specifically to Raphael's question, I wanted to say that I thought it was really insightful, both from the idea of not having a guide has caused me to be more creative as an artist, because you've had to look within and find your own answers to things. That's super wise. The fact that you're going to the University of Sydney for musical composition, amazing, so kudos. Cool. You're going to find great guides there and people who are going to be available to you in different ways. And so maybe one thing I could offer for Raphael and for everyone is just to be thinking about the types of guides in your life and the difference between specifically someone who's a role model and someone who's a mentor. And so a role model is someone in your life, you don't even need their permission. You can basically say, I like the way that person is creating their work or living their life, or just how they have a different perspective and attitude about things. And you can kind of study them even without their permission and kind of figure that out and incorporate some of that into your own life. A mentor is someone you can go to who you can really trust and say, hold me accountable, and I really am working on this specific thing.
Yeah.
I'm looking to you for these answers. Would you be willing to have that relationship with me? Mm-hmm. And so choose those people very carefully, but also pay attention, because, you know, part of our faith also is that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, right? It's like when the person comes into your life, it's generally at the time that you need that person. So it's all a gift. And man, Christmas is the season of giving.
And I appreciate you. I'm sorry. That's just, I felt called to say it. No, I really do appreciate you. I appreciate this time together. Even I was writing.
I appreciate Mom.
Yeah.
And I appreciate Stephanie. And I appreciate Eddie. And
okay, let's, we could go on a long time.
Well, just for the podcast. The podcast wouldn't exist without them.
Yeah,
the space
for sure.
Wouldn't look like this unless they'd been in here working like elves.
When I'm on planes, a lot of the time I like to journal just because I think it's a good time to do that. And as I was flying here, I was literally writing. I was like, I just have such appreciation for these next 2 weeks and just like how precious this time is right now. Like, how, like, I'm so happy to be here. Literally waking up in the bed, Spencer, our little chihuahua, was snoring next to me. I was like, ah, yes, this is, I have missed this.
Is there anything that feels unfamiliar or different?
The sink felt deeper. Like, I know this sounds so weird. I'm not kidding. I don't know if it's just because my sink's like shallower in LA. Like, I went to go wash the dishes and like, or actually, no, I was just washing my hands. I haven't washed any dishes in living here. And yeah, it felt a little deeper. That one house that's now white, picked up on that.
Yes. I didn't even notice that.
No, I will also say I have missed like messing with you a little bit. Not like messing with you, but like, okay, for an example, the car ride today on the way back from the airport.
This was good.
My dad went to go call my mom. And
Maggie's driving.
Yeah. And it's connected to the car. And so my dad calls my mom and you hear the ring because it's like going through the car. And then it just stops. He's like, well, that's weird. And then my mom, it obviously showed that it was calling. So she called back.
And so we start a conversation.
Yep. And then
I'm talking.
Yep. And then
the call drops.
Yeah. The call just like randomly drops.
And this happens like
four times.
And the last time I go on talking about 45 seconds while Maggie is just cracking up.
I just let him keep talking. He was talking about our day. He was talking about coffee with Mitchell. It just going ahead, like words and words and words. And I'm laughing so much.
Cause Maggie was hanging up the calls.
Every single time I would just hang up the call
from her steering wheel. She could just click the button, end call.
Yep.
And she just would end the call with me.
It was so funny. I honestly wish I hadn't told you about it in that moment and that I would have told you about it on the podcast. I thought about that. I thought about that right after I said it, but oh my gosh, like moments like that of just like genuine, pure stupidity, fun. Laughing. Yeah.
Fun play. I will say, you know, nobody quite gets me like you get me and my humor. And, you know, mom gets my humor, of course, but there's things that you get away with because you're my daughter.
I don't think it's that nobody, I think we all have different aspects of ourselves. And right. I feel like you and I match in like the stupid funny, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We're both.
Yeah.
Mom agrees with that statement and synopsis of our stupid, funny characteristics.
Yeah. Like,
which I appreciate.
I think we.
About you.
Yeah. I think we both sometimes think we're like 12-year-old kids.
Always.
Always.
I think that's kind of like the secret of life is, you know, you're getting older, you get mature, you get more responsibility, but you never lose your kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the greatest thing. I still say to mom all the time, like, look what we get to do. We're grownups. Like, we can go wherever we want.
I was having a conversation with somebody about that the other day because me and two of my friends, it was pretty late. It was like 1 a.m. or something, and we were dropping them off. And it came down to like, okay, are we all going to hang out some more or are we going to go home? And one of them was like, well, you know, we can do whatever, like kind of like, I don't have a curfew type of thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's the point. Like, we're old enough, we're adults to decide, do we want to wreck our sleep schedules or do we want to go to bed? And I was like, I think that's maturing. Realizing you don't have to push the envelope all the time. To be fair, though, we did. Well, we did go inside and then like talk for 3 more hours.
As you get older, you may notice that choice changing.
It was tough.
It gets harder to stay up later and do less sleep.
To be fair, I tried to take a little bit of a nap there because I was driving us back to my place after. And so I didn't get a huge nap. that was my, what do you call it? Justification.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. So if you're listening to the podcast on Apple Podcast or Spotify audio version, always know that when the show comes out there on Wednesday, the next day on Thursday, it comes out on YouTube. So if you want to see the set, go check it out there and make sure you like and subscribe on YouTube as well. And that way you can be totally dialed in to all of this.
You know, this is our Taylor Swift podcast.
22?
Yep.
Oh, see, I get that reference.
Because I made it for the Push in the Pool videos.
Exactly.
Yep, 22. Taylor's version.
We even listen to a lot of Taylor music.
I played him the new 10 minute of All Too Well today. Mom, I will play that for you later. Actually, we'll just, I don't know if we should watch the short film together. That may be, you guys can watch the short film by yourself. but yeah, no, it's really good. But if you've enjoyed this podcast, then you might also enjoy some of our other content. And you can find that on Instagram and TikTok. And I have a Snapchat. You don't have a Snapchat. But it's just Maggie Thurman and Dan Thurman on everything except Maggie's Dad 123 on TikTok. And we're going to be making a lot of content these next few weeks.
So try to keep up if you can. and as you do, you'll be hearing about it here. You know, the podcast is always a little bit, comes out. We recorded earlier, released a little.
Yeah,
days
it's
later.
Gotta be edited. We
so
try and
you'll
keep
see
it
the TikToks before we talk about the TikToks, most likely. But anyway, we're gonna have fun.
You figure it out.
Enjoy the holidays with us. Enjoy the holidays with those you love, and just know we really appreciate you.
Yeah.
And we really think you're amazing, and we believe in you and your success in life and your joy and happiness, and we think you're entitled to like this life that's amazing and that Absolutely. You love because you're unique and you have so much inside of you to give to others. And so if there's a way we can help encourage that and unpack that in your life, boy, what an honor, what a privilege. So thank you for having us in your life and along for the ride. And we're going to go continue our ride, and we'll see you right back in this room next week.
Absolutely.
I love you, Maggie.
I love you too, Dan.
And we love you, everyone. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon.
Mags and Dads, wholesome chaos. Mags and Dads.
Are you going to continue wearing your shirt like that all day?
Inside out?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not inside out. It's just backwards.
It's just backwards. You could turn it inside out backwards, and then everyone would know it's backwards. No,
or
not
I could
right
just
now.
Do this
not
real
right now.
Subtly.
Why would
it's okay. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. It's all good.
We have a video version of the podcast.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Honestly, that was pretty slick.
Done.